This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett, read by Juliet Stevenson. When Mary Lennox went to Misselthwaite Manor to live with her uncle, everybody said she was a most disagreeable-looking child. It was true, because she always had a sour expression. Her hair was yellow, and her face was yellow because she had been born in India and had been ill in one way or another most of the time. Her father had held a position under the English government and had always been busy. Her mother had not wanted a baby at all, and when Mary was born, she handed her over to the care of an ayah. One hot morning, when Mary was about 9 years old, some terrible things happened. The cholera had broken out in its worst form. Although she did not know it, Mary's ayah had died in the night, and she was left all alone. No one remembered she was there. At last, after a long, long time, Mary was found by two soldiers. She was standing in the middle of the nursery when they entered the room. She looked at them crossly.
"I'm Mary Lennox," she said. "Why does nobody come?"
One of the young soldiers looked at her very sadly and said, "Poor little kid, there's nobody left to come." It was in that strange and sudden way that Mary found out that she no longer had a father or mother. They had died and been carried away in the night. She was quite, quite alone. Mary hated the English clergyman's house where she was first taken. She was so disagreeable to the children that no one would play with her. By the second day, they had given her a nickname which made her furious. They danced around her, laughing, and sang, "Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and marigolds all in a row." After that, as long as Mary stayed...